Okay. We're back in the post game. So I promised you guys that I would ask an inappropriate question about lesbians to Grace. That's going to happen. But first, a couple of fun things. Brett is going to answer the question before Grace does, and we're going to see if he's right about his answer. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, Grace made a prediction before we came back on that it would be a question that she has already been asked in her life.
Love everything that's happening right
yes.
now. It makes me really happy.
Like, there's someone who works here who looks just like the oldest daughter in Modern Family. And I said, hey, do you get that? She's like, yeah, only every day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you get this question every day, Grace.
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay. So here it comes. Do people in lesbian relationships also fake orgasms?
The answer is yes, because sometimes they still don't read you. We're still people. We still have the problems of sexual incompatibility. Just because we're lesbians, Cenk, doesn't mean that we all know how to diddle each other's buttons, you pervert. There you go.
Okay.
You go.
Diddle each other's
turn.
Buttons. I have been asked that before.
Yes.
I get asked a lot because I like to be so sort of accessible. I like to be an accessible lesbian. Just like, ask me whatever. I'm not going to get offended.
That's where she got her nickname, Al.
Yeah, they call
lesbian.
Me Big Al.
Big Al.
Big Al, what's up?
What a hot nickname.
I hope it sticks. Just like, what a great nickname. If I wasn't like dykey enough, like, that's Big Al, the lesbian in the office.
No, don't worry, she's an accessible lesbian.
Yeah, she's real cool. So my answer to that would kind of be what Brett said. Like,
yes.
I don't think that it is as common as I have heard from my straight female friends. But I am speaking from a lack of experience with regards to heterosexual sex, but I do think that it's not unheard of because bodies are bodies. And you can't just know someone in your first encounter. You sort of hope for the best, but you don't know exactly, unless there is, you know, really open and comfortable communication that usually comes with sort of, time and just figuring each other out. What I would say about lesbian sex, though, that I think does occur in some straight sex, again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that girls understand what feels good to a girl's body and then what feels weird, and sort of movements that maybe look and seem hot from porn, but aren't
yeah,
but are a little,
you know,
strange.
What I'm talking about, like,
of
when you're like,
we do.
I think that's a trap.
So I do think that
that's a terrible idea.
There is a sort of an dying over there.
Yeah. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do. I do. What I would say is that
is that really a bad idea?
Come on.
Well, I can't speak for everyone. I'm not like the authority on lesbian sex, but I would say
that's just for women. Yeah.
But I would say that I think that women, when they are with women, even if it's for the first time, there's a little bit more of a delicate nature and that goes about that first sexual encounter.
Slower.
And there's definitely a pillow fight. And there's a little bit more of a knowledge of what you can assume will feel good for most women. That I still think there are like a few things where, that's why I think just gay people have it figured out. Like, if I was, like, I have no idea what to do to a penis. Like,
I don't
have one, but I know that if I'm dating a girl, it has a vagina, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's like stick shift. It's like, oh, I already drive stick. I know how to do this.
Yeah.
It might be a different feel to the transmission, but
as a man,
I put it in terms of cars. The difference between like the male genitals and the female genitals are like, male genitals are a banana. There's like one thing you need to know about it and you can handle it. Like, it's peel and eat, very easy. The female genitalia is like an artichoke. It's like someone has to teach you how to eat that shit or else you're gonna literally hurt yourself.
Yes.
You know?
That's
like,
good
what
analogy.
The you look at it the first, you watch someone do it. Like, when you watch porn as a guy for the first time, you watch someone do it and you're like, what the fuck is going on there?
Right. But also, I would say, guys and girls, don't take your cues on what feels good universally from porn. Because I will say that,
I'm going to write that down.
I have hooked up with girls before who have expressed like an interest in girls, but were but had only been with guys, and they like some of the things that they would like whip out on me. Oh my God, I'm so happy my parents are not watching.
Not subscribers.
That that I would be like, where did you learn this from? This is like you. We know that as women, that does not feel good. Why are you doing that? It's like, well, I saw it in porn, like girl on girl porn, and most of girl on girl porn is for men, and so it's not actual stuff that lesbians do or that feel good to women. But all of this, I should put, is like a giant asterisk. Something that would feel terrible for me might be awesome for someone else.
Right. That's the thing. Is like,
but there's only two real things that happen in lesbian porn, right? There's
the- yeah. What's that, Cenk?
Okay, I mean, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm actually curious, because I don't watch lesbian porn. I mean, I've seen it, but
here,
I don't watch it because...
let me just unlock my phone, because it's playing.
Okay.
Because it's not, it's so not, like, arousing for me at all, because it's not realistic at all.
Yeah. Well, that's true of all porn. It's, like, anyway.
But the positions are recognizable, at least. Like, yeah, I saw a porn one time where a girl took off a stiletto and put it inside of another girl. And I have never done that with one of the stilettos I don't own.
Yeah. Really?
And if I were to try to do that, even with someone I'd been with for years, we have this ultimate trust, I'd be like, please don't put your shoe inside me.
That's such a dirty surface.
Yeah, it's, no, I'm not, like, the two go-to moves are, you know, pleasuring each other and then scissoring.
Okay, well, I'll stop you right there. So scissoring is a thing that Hassan asked me about, probably knowing him for like a week or two. He was like, yo, like, how does scissoring work? What's it do? And since we're just having like a sex talk, I have never scissored before. I know a handful of lesbians that have. It's so uncommon.
Do they say about it?
That it's fine, but it's not like it's not a go-to.
Can't imagine it would be good. Like,
guys are so funny, right? Like, they're like, okay, let's do lesbian porn. Should we ask any lesbians? Fuck no. No. What should they do? Oh, they all, it's so obvious they scissor. Let's have them scissor. Right.
Right. It's like,
also, scissoring requires
the status of lesbian porn is the same as like season one of Mad Men, where they're just like, ladies, go over there. We don't care. We're going to make products for you. They don't like have like a focus group. That still hasn't happened.
No, there is porn for women made by women, and you just have to pay for it, and so it's hard.
I heard. I went on a trip with some gay guys, and they said there's a kind of porn that's straight porn for gay eyes.
Straight
porn for gay eyes, something like that. And they're like, we sometimes watch straight porn, but it's shot in such a way where it focuses more on the guy. And that's the channel that they watch. And they both were like, I watch that too.
My God, there's a fetish for everything.
Everything.
Like, so there's gay guys who are like, I'm so into straight porn because it focuses on the guy.
But
more.
It's like a certain...
But no, I don't want the gay porn. I'm gay, but I don't want the gay porn.
Right. It's a
I want it to trick me.
Well, they also watch gay porn, but they were like, you know what I've been watching lately? Like, their little, you know. It's like when someone's binge-watching something. What are you watching these days?
Yeah.
They were like, I watch a channel that was straight porn, or... straight porn for gay eyes, where it's shot. It's the style on that channel focuses more on the guy having straight sex. Like, as though he like looks over and be like, I wish this were a dude. I wish this was you, Michael.
That's so funny. Like, the first time you said it, it made me think of like that the eyes were gay.
Oh, no.
Like, straight porn, but for gay eyes.
No, but like for
gay
for the
eye scissor. Anyway.
More. I'm not going anywhere.
I have another theory about porn, which is that neither side does it right. Like, porn for guys has no plot at all. Like, hey, how you doing? So you say, bong, 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 bong. Like, what the fuck just happened here? What's going on,
also,
right?
What music is on the porn that you watch? Because that sounds really...
Whatever happens after you win a bingo.
Yeah, it's either 1980s porn or Seinfeld.
And someone tweeted at me that when we were doing the fake thing was like the fake and orgasms episode of Seinfeld where Elaine's just like, Fake.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
And and women porn made by women and stuff is like nothing but plot. They like barely ever get to the sex, and then they're like, oh my God, your eyes look so great, and then your hair.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
And then It's like BBC version of porn. They never really get to it.
Right. And it's like in a weird format. You're like, yeah, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, like, can we just get a little bit of plot, like, so I understand what's going on?
I'm an hour 45 in. I think this is just The Notebook.
So, is there, you know, don't answer me if you don't want to, but is there a kind of porn you like?
Is there a kind of porn I like? I don't really watch porn, but I have. And it would be porn that is made for women by women. But my, and I know that what you're talking about exists, where it's like major plot stuff. And I've seen that as well. But what I'm talking about, there's like, there's like a feminist Tumblr thing where you can, and I just sort of get lost in that when I have seen porn before. But I'm on, seriously, I don't watch porn. And I know that that like has.
But what about it? The for women by women.
It's more
your
it's,
weird
it's,
version of FUBU.
FUBU. It's basically, because I didn't explain that at all. It's a little bit more sort of body positive, so it's all different sorts of body types, not necessarily like the what you would think of when you think of a porn star. So for me, right, like, I don't know, like I don't really like the Jenna Jameson type old school porn stars. Not that there's anything wrong with if you do, and I think she's beautiful in her own way, but that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
And the more, it's more like
so you
girls
watch...
that you might know. That's what's
yeah,
so
no,
hot
no,
about
I'm,
it.
I'm totally with you. I mean, I'm half.
I'm not
with
describing
you
this well at all because
no,
I
don't want to watch a porn and go, good for her.
Yeah. No, no. Look, on the surface, what you're describing sounds disastrous. For a straight guy, I cannot imagine anything more uninteresting than feminist Tumblr porn.
But it's great.
I can get it. I'll watch some and I'll be like, no, I'm into it. I get its central message. It's like when you watch something that you're like, I don't think I'd like this, but you watch it and if it really is good at what it's doing, you're like, great job.
I get that you're getting
the gritty, like, you. Oh, I actually see a bit of this person's personality come
through. The noises are different too. That's a major difference.
So what are the noises?
Now, let me get to the part where I agreed with you, okay? Because
got it.
Because I don't like the Jenna Jameson thing either. Like, first of all, there's no people in real life that wear heels that are clear and this tall. Mm. When you put that in a video, it signals to you, to the audience, don't even get aroused by this because it isn't fucking real, right? Mm-hmm. There's like no way this happened. It's not a real scenario. This is so fucking fake, right? And there's not very many women going around with breasts that are this large and all fucking fake. So I hate that fake shit. So if it's people that look somewhat real but are still hot, right, then I like it 1,000 times better. Yours porn sounds like it's a little too real. But I think
everyone has a different definition of what is hot, you know?
She's just watching Frontline and being like, yeah.
Well, no, but then back to the noises. So I think that we just did a story on women who fake orgasms, and I think one of the telling signs if someone is faking an orgasm, whether a woman or a guy, is the noise is like weird. You mentioned that it was sort of distracting sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that that's how I have felt when I've seen porn where you have, especially like girl-on-girl porn, where they're just like making these insane noises.
I know,
and
I
you
hate
like they
it.
Like they like get touched and like, ah, like what are you doing? That's not real. And so what I like about my social justice warrior Tumblr feminist porn is that it feels a little bit more like an organic connection is forming because I love The Notebook and I love the romance of the beautiful bodies coming together and sex stuff.
You are such a lib. It sounds like vegan porn.
Yeah.
Would be even better.
Like, I like
And then afterwards they have like a coconut rice pudding dairy-free, you know?
I only enjoy porn where the animals are harmed during the making of it. That's what it is. Just to give you an idea of what's going on in
all right.
here.
We got to wrap up and go to Aggressive Progressive in a second, where they will not be having inappropriate conversations like this. But I did want to ask you one last thing, going back to the fake orgasms. Uh-huh. What I was getting at was not like whether women can figure each other out right away, but whether there's also pressure to like tell the other partner, like, no, you're doing a great job, you're doing a great job. Oh, my God, right?
Huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I think that would sort of vary on what the connection is. I'm sure that it's happened, but it's not something that I've had conversations with my other lesbian friends, so it doesn't seem like it's a major pressure, whereas I don't know if maybe straight girls have talked about that before and been like, oh, like I did fake it, but I really like him, and I think that I could get there, I just didn't want him to feel bad or something like that.
Right. I think that's probably the main reason they do it, don't you think?
Like, if you're a lesbian, you have no excuse, because you have one of those at home.
What?
Like a female body part to, like, you understand. Like, there's no excuse to be bad at it. about sex.
Well, you don't know what someone likes.
I don't know. And I so, honestly like
if,
am
let,
not.
Let me put it this way. If I were hooking up with a girl and then she whipped out a strap-on, I'd be like, we don't understand each other. I'd be like, all right, there has been a misunderstanding, and that might be great for your other partners. Not awesome for me. So, woo, like, so it can have, there can be
so,
just like a miscommunication.
That's exactly what I was getting at, Grace, which is that I feel like that lesbians would have more open lines of communication and would feel more comfortable saying, hey, this is what works for me, this doesn't, instead of being like, oh, that strap-on is great, you really got me there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I want that to be at the end of a porn, just be like, you really got me there.
Like, good job. See you tomorrow.
I don't know. I think I think this entire conversation comes back to dealing with a romantic partner or a sexual partner on like a case-by-case individual basis. And the beautiful thing that we can come to at the end of this conversation is that crosses the sexual spectrum. So it doesn't matter if you're straight or if you're gay. I think that there still is that sort of awkwardness and that tension, but it's just to varying degrees.
Right. It doesn't matter if you're straight or gay, you're still probably going to fuck it up.
Okay. What a wonderful unifying message to draw
yes.
on. All right, guys. Much love, in this case, somewhat literally.
So much love.
And aggressive progressive is next. God bless.